private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Well, there's not much you can do about it, I guess. Except, like Julie always says...
Walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates the second Peter Troy. There's a story that somewhere in the world, everybody has a double. Doppelganger, it's called, by people who like to brood over things like that. And the story goes that when you happen to meet this double face to face, if ever, then you're about to die. Now, this is not a story over which I've spent many sleepless nights, although there was a time when the question of having a double did cause me quite a headache, a 24-hour headache. At the time, Julie said it was impossible for me to have a double in the true sense, because nobody in this wide world could mess up an office desk the way I do. A remark I didn't even consider worth answering. Anyway, it all began one evening in a crummy little pub in Soho where a sleazy hoodlum by the name of Jinx Haywood was entertaining a lady of dubious virtue called Wilma Trickett.
Go and get another beer, Wilma. There's a good girl.
Oh, Lord, that. Who was your servant last year? When I'm out with a gentleman friend, it's usually him what gets the drinks, not me.
Go on. What do you think of that, eh?
I don't know why I came out with you in the first place. Bringing me to this oddball joint.
I used to go to the Ritz, I suppose. You and your gentleman friends. Gentleman, that's enough, that is.
I'll have you now.
Yes, and I'll have you now. I'm getting tired of arguing with you, ducks. And if you don't hurry up with that beer, I'm going to dump you right here.
I'll get a beer. I'll just take the glass in. Oh, why don't you look where you're going? Look what you've done. Broken them glasses and spilt all the slops down me dress.
Well, no, it's a shame, though. It's tough on you, lady.
Well, what are you going to do about it? That's what I'd like to know.
Is that a fact? Well, I tell you, you ain't going to do nothing about it. Except tell you to take your grimy little paw off my arm.
What? How dare you talk to me like that, Jinx?
You better apologize to the lady, chum. She's with me, see?
I figured she had no taste.
Now then, you look here.
You get lost.
Why, you... All right, come on, Smarty. Get up on your feet while I finish the job proper.
I get up, all right, fella. But it's gonna be me who's finishing the job with this.
A fight in a crude sort of a joint in Soho, and a hoodlum is knocked off. I was pretty busy at the time. I didn't even get to see the account of it in the morning papers. I slept late after a longish night in the job, and of course Julie was already in the office when I got there. Busy dusting and polishing and putting away all my case papers where I could never find them without her help. This routine went on every morning. I'd gotten used to it, so I took no notice, even though I knew it'd take me the best part of half an hour to get my desk comfortably messed up again.
Good morning, beautiful. And indeed, a beautiful morning it is.
My, aren't we full of vim and vigor today?
Always bussing with life and good cheer, honey, that's me.
Except when you're the soul of irritation, which is pretty often.
Huh?
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood anyway. You have a visitor in your office.
Male or female?
Oh, you are joking. If it had been a female, do you think I'd have put her in your office just like that?
A man. Well, no time for clients this morning, Julie. Busy day ahead of me as it is. You just go and tell the gentleman to come back this time next year.
I'm afraid that wouldn't suit the gentleman at all.
Inspector Caswell. For Pete's sake, Julie, you didn't tell me the inspector was here.
Oh, I thought it might be a nice surprise.
Yes, well, I'm afraid nice is one thing it won't be. Where were you at around 11 o'clock last night, Troy?
Last night? Trailing a certain character who owes his a client of mine a lot of money. Was busy spending it at every night spot in town.
No. Anybody see you?
Well, don't be silly. Nobody sees me unless I want them to. You know that.
That's a pity.
Now, what is all this? I leave my car in a no-parking area or something?
No, you just committed murder, that's all.
I what?
Is this a joke, Inspector? It doesn't sound very funny to me.
Nor to me, I assure you, Miss Summers. I have two witnesses who are prepared to swear that Troy was in a certain pub in Soho last night at 11 o'clock, and that after an argument with the man over a girl, he shot the man twice, and the man died an hour later.
Now, this has to be a joke. There's no other way... Hey, but you're not joking, are you, Inspector?
I wish I were.
Yeah, but this is crazy. I wasn't in Soho at all. I was in the West End.
Can you prove that?
Well, of course I can't prove it. I told you.
Well, then, if you can't prove an alibi, will you tell me what I'm supposed to do?
You're supposed to take my word for it, that's what.
You know I can't do that, Troy. I'm taking a risk as it is. I should have been knocking at your door last night.
Oh, why didn't you?
I've known your boss for a long time, Miss Summers, and we've spent a good deal of that time working together. I gambled that he wasn't the sort of man to cut and run.
Well, thanks for that anyway. But if you feel like that, Inspector...
I still have to take you in. I don't need to remind you of that. These two witnesses identified you from a file photo.
What witnesses? Who are these people?
One was the barman in the pub. Name of Jerry Jackson.
Jerry Jackson, barman. Yeah, I know him. And he should know me by sight. He's seen me often enough.
Yeah, so he told us. And he's quite definite about it being you who shot the dead man.
Now, you said there was another witness.
Yes. The woman the two men fought over. One Wilma Trickett.
Wilma Trickett. Wilma Trickett, no. Rings no bell with me. Julie?
I've never heard of her, I'm sure.
She didn't know you by sight, but when she saw the photo, she was quite sure it was you, all right?
But it doesn't make sense.
Perhaps not. But unless you can give me a very good reason why I shouldn't arrest you, I'm going to have to take you down to headquarters.
Now, look, at least give me the kind of a break a pal would expect a guy to give. Give me the chance to clear myself.
How do you propose to do that?
Well, I don't know, but in a couple of days...
A couple of days? I can't wait that long.
But, Inspector, you can't...
All right. Now, don't you start, too. All right, Troy, I'll give you 24 hours. That's the best I can do. I needn't tell you there will be one of my men tailing you everywhere. 24 hours, Troy, and you'll have to come up with something or face a murder charge.
He didn't sound very friendly, did he? The inspector, I mean. Telling you you'll have to face a murder charge.
Well, he didn't like to do that, Julie. He can't help it. He's got to play the game by the book, and he didn't write the book.
Well, what are you going to do, Pease? 24 hours isn't very long.
You can say that twice. Tell you the truth, honey, I don't know what to do.
What about this Jinx Hayward, the man who was killed? You knew him, didn't you?
Yeah, I sent him up for 5 years once. It wasn't so long ago, either. Must have got time off for good behavior or something.
Oh, anyway, he's dead now. He can't help.
The only thing to do is start at the beginning, I guess.
The beginning?
Yeah, go see the barman, Jerry Jackson, who identified me. And this, Wilma Trickett.
Are you sure you don't know her?
Oh, now, Julie, please.
No, I just wonder.
Now, this is no time for you to cross-examine me about some girl. I better get going. I've wasted half an hour of my 24 already.
You? What are you doing here? The police are looking for you.
I know, they found me. That's why I'm looking for you, Miss Trickett. My name's Troy, Peter Troy.
I know who you are. You don't have to tell me. I remember your face anywhere.
Mind letting me in? Don't think we should argue about this at your door. Neighbors would love to hear it all, I'm sure, but...
All right, come in then. But you better not try anything. I can scream real loud, I can.
I don't doubt it.
Why haven't the police arrested you?
Maybe they're just giving me enough rope to hang myself. What do you have against me, Miss Trickett?
I don't have nothing against you. I never saw you till last night. You shouldn't have used that gun on Jinx. You didn't have no cause.
Jinx was a creep. You know it as well as I do. Since when did you worry about what happened to Jinx?
He was real nice to me, Jinx was.
Yeah, real nice, like letting you pay for his drinks.
What?
I talked to Jerry Jackson, the barman, before I came here. Said he didn't get the impression you and Jinx were getting along as well as you might.
He's a liar.
Is he? You mean he lied when he identified me as the killer? Just as you did?
I didn't lie. It was you, all right. I saw you as soon as I opened the door to you.
Yeah? Is that why you nearly call me darling?
I did no such thing. I thought it was someone else before I thought it was you, I mean.
Someone who looks like me, maybe, huh?
What are you talking about? I don't know nobody what looks like you.
Jackson said the guy he saw last night was almost exactly me, but that he didn't sound the same. His voice was different.
Well, what did he know about his voice? He was over at the bar.
Yeah, but this guy who looks like me had quite an argument with you and your pal Jinx Hayward before he knocked him off.
Oh, I don't care what the barman said anyway. I've got eyes and I can see for myself. It was you what shot Jinx, and you're not going to get me to say no different.
Now listen to me, you little idiot. You're going to tell me the truth, or so help me out.
Take your hands off me. You let me go or I'll scream. I'll scream the place
down. Who paid you? Who paid you to identify someone else as me?
I don't know what you're talking about. Let me go!
You put my neck in a noose and you're going to tell me why.
Let me go!
Okay, shut up. I've let you go.
I should think you would. And you got enough trouble to go on with?
I have. Thanks to you, sister.
You get out of here. Go on. I've got nothing more to say to you, and I hope they hang you.
I've been in some tight spots in my time, but this was really rough. Being on the point of arrest by my old friendly enemy, Inspector Caswell, for murder was certainly not my idea of a comedy situation. And the 24 hours he'd given me to clear myself might just as well have been 5 minutes for all the use I'd been able to make of it. When I got back to the office after a visit to Wilma Trickett, the dame who had identified me as the killer of her boyfriend, Jinx Haywood, one thing I was certain of, though it wasn't going to help me much at that stage, Wilma knew some character who looked like me.
But surely he couldn't look that much like you, Pete. I mean, the barman knows you. He wouldn't make a mistake, even if this Wilma Trickett did.
Wilma didn't make any mistake. She knew I wasn't the guy who shot Jinx. She opened the door and started to call me darling before she took a good look.
Oh, she called you darling, did she?
She thought I was this other guy. Huh. Now, Julie, what's the matter with you? Are you trying to pin this murder rap on me, too?
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, I'll try not to be, but with you, the conversation can get awful wacky at times.
Shall we avoid personalities? You don't have all that much time left if you're to straighten out this murder thing.
Now, you can say that again. Well, it's lunchtime, but I'll have to skip it. What I can't figure is, who is this guy who actually let off that gun last night?
And why would anybody try to frame you for it?
Yeah, well, that's easier. There are plenty of guys with a grudge against me. I've been responsible for too many prison sentences to have any doubt about that.
Pete, are you still interested in the background of the dead man?
Sure. Did you call the inspector?
Of course. You asked me to, didn't you? He couldn't tell me much, but he did say that the police believed Jinx Haywood was in partnership with a man named Harvey Jason.
Jason?
Hmm.
I remember him. Horse doping, illegal gambling. But Jason's no killer. As tough as they come, but strictly the knuckles only with Jason.
Well, that's all the police knew. And they don't have anything on either Jason or Haywood at the moment.
I may as well take it from there. Probably another dead end, but it's all I have right now. See you later, honey.
Yes?
Hey, buzz off, Troy. I ain't buying.
That's what you think, Jason. And just stay very still, Jason, or this gun is liable to make a hole in that stupid head of yours.
You can't bluff me, Troy. You're no killer.
And nice to meet someone who believes that. So happens, Jason, that I already have two strikes against me with the police wanting me for a killing last night. And the way things are, I'd just as soon take you with me.
You wouldn't kill me, Troy. I haven't done anything to you.
No? You mean you didn't get rid of your partner, Jinx Haywood, last night and set me up as the patsy with the police?
Of course I didn't. I had no quarrel with Jinx. Him and me, we got along fine. Well, we had a good thing going. We talked about it only yesterday. And now he's gone, I can't go ahead with it.
What good thing?
With the horses. Oh, Nanny, if you don't know about it, but Jinx and me, well, we was partners in it. And now it's all off. Oh, I ask you, would I want to get rid of Jinx when we had a thing going with the horses?
Well, it's not like you to spoil any horse doping scheme you dreamed up. No, I'll admit that.
Will you take that gun out of my face? You got me all nervous.
Okay, relax.
You know, for the minute, I wasn't too sure about you. I heard about Jinx getting it last night, and now it was you.
Wasn't me.
All right, don't get jumpy. You say it wasn't you, that's all right with me.
I don't have much time, Jason. Now, we've had our differences in the past, you and me, but I know you're not a killer.
Why kill a man when you can get better results by giving him a good beating? That's what I say.
Yeah.
But you're no killer neither, Troy. What's the score about this fight with Jinx?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Hey? Yeah, but I heard some people identify
you. That's right. The killer's my double. At least that's the way it looks.
Well, don't get this. Who?
Somebody wanted to get me out of the way. It could be any one of a number of crooks. I made plenty of enemies.
You can say that again.
But this somebody wanted Jinx Haywood out of the way, too. And that narrows the field a bit.
Oh, I don't know nobody who want... Hey, wait a minute, don't I, though? Silvers, Danny Silvers.
Silvers? Well, he's in the big time. He wouldn't even know Jinx Haywood, crumb like that.
He didn't know Jinx, but he knows me. Maybe an offer to work for him a week ago. I said no on account of I don't like working for nobody. Not even a big time operator like Silvers.
Well, Silvers doesn't like people to say no to him about anything.
You're right there. And getting rid of my right-hand man would be just his idea of getting even with me for not joining up with him.
He's got a long-standing grudge against me, too. Wouldn't think twice about paying me off any time the opportunity came up.
And you think it came up last night? Yeah, but who's this cove looks like you?
I don't know, but I've got an idea how to find out.
Yeah?
You feel like burying the hatchet and joining forces with me against a common enemy, Jason?
You mean help you to fix Silver's?
Yeah.
All right, but why not? Might as well help you have a go. What do you want me to do?
Hello?
Is that Wilma Tricky?
Yes, it is. Who's that?
Harvey Jason here, Wilma. Jinx Hayward's partner.
Oh, yes, I heard him speak about you.
I have no doubt. I had a hard time finding you, Wilma. I heard you moved into a posh new apartment at lunchtime today.
Yes, that's right. Things have been looking up for me lately. Thought I might as well enjoy it while I have it, you know.
A very good idea, that. You enjoy it while you have it, Wilma. Because I have a notion you just might not have it for long.
What? What do you mean by that?
Oh, I've been making a few inquiries, that's what I mean, Wilma. Inquiries about my old chum Jinx and about who arranged for him to be killed, see?
I don't know nothing about that.
No? Well, we'll see. All I want you to know, Wilma, is that I don't intend to let it go the way it is. I don't believe this story about that Peter Troy shooting Jinx, see?
He did, I tell you. I was there.
Yes, I know you was there. That's what interests me, like.
See here, Mr. Harvey Jason. If you think I'm scared of you, you've got another thing coming. I told the police exactly what happened last night, and you've got no right ringing me up. Hello? Hello, Mr. Jason? Are you there, Mr. Jason? Oh, hang up on me, would he? Doesn't scare me. Oh, what are we going to do now?
Sister, I don't know you.
Oh, no, but you're going to be glad you met me just the same.
Yeah, why?
My name's Elsie. I'm a friend of Wilma's. Wilma Trickett?
Oh, well, that's nice.
I've heard such a lot about you from Wilma. How good-looking you are and everything.
Yeah, well, it's been swell meeting you, Elsie. But you'll have to excuse me right now. I got an appointment.
I know. With Wilma.
Yeah, well, I'll be seeing you, huh?
Oh, but you can't go. Not to her new apartment.
Yeah, why not?
She gave me a message for you. She said to tell you Jason has sent some men up there.
Jason has?
Yes, they're waiting there. For you, she thinks. She got out the back way and she's gone back to her old place. She's waiting for you there.
I see. Well, like you said, Elsie, just as well you caught me before I walked into that trap.
Always happy to do Wilma a favor, you know. You too, handsome.
Yeah, why didn't Wilma come to see me herself, huh?
Oh, she was too scared. Thought those men might start taking a look outside the building and see her waiting for you.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks, baby. Maybe I can do something for you sometime.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm.
See you later, maybe. Right now, I'd better get on over to Wilma's old place.
Well, thank heavens you're here. What took you so long?
I walked over. I didn't want to risk taking a cab. Cabbies remember faces.
And yours is a face to remember, Joe. You know, you look so much like that Peter Troy, I could scarcely tell you apart if it wasn't for the clothes.
Mm.
And, of course, the voice. He talks a bit different.
Yeah, well, no, never mind him. What's the panic about, huh?
Harvey Jason rang, like I told you on the phone. He sort of threatened me.
Sort of threatened you? I wouldn't worry about any guy who just sort of threatened me. Hey, this is a swell apartment you have here. Just moved in today, huh?
Like I told you on the phone.
Yeah, sure beats that crummy old place of yours. Pity that Troy character couldn't see you in this joint.
Joe, about Harvey Jason. He says he knows Troy didn't kill Jinx.
So what? He's right, isn't he?
Of course he's right. You know, and I both know that.
Yeah, well, easiest contract I ever got. Here or in the States. Not gonna have that creep Hayward. Yeah, boy, it was a piece of cake. Sure like to go on working for Silver.
Shh, don't mention his name, you fool.
Why not? He's our boss, ain't he?
You know he is. But he wouldn't like it if anyone else got to know that.
Yeah, well, it's nice of him to bring me all the way from the States to do this job for him, though. I gotta admit that.
What are you talking about? You know he didn't bring you from anywhere. You were over here and you went to him for a job and he just happened to notice how much like Peter Troy you are.
Yeah, that's right. It's the way it was.
Say, there's something rather funny about you.
You mean funny peculiar or funny ha-ha, Wilma?
Yeah, what's happened to your voice? You're not Joe Burton.
That's
You're...
right, Wilma. I'm Peter Troy. Thanks for giving me the information I needed. Just wanted to make sure you knew all about Silver's plot to frame me.
No, no, it can't be. Where's Joe Burton?
My double? He's with the police right now. He met them where they were waiting for him, at your old place.
My old place? But I rang him. I told him to come here.
So you did. My secretary saw you make the call through binoculars from that apartment building across the way.
What?
We had her planted there just before Jason rang you. And we had your girlfriend, Elsie, meet Burton on his way here.
Elsie? I don't know anyone called Elsie.
Oh? Well, maybe you'd better meet her now. Come on in, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
You brought the inspector's manual.
Everything under control, please?
Yeah, just great. Oh, Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Take this lady down to the inspector, will you? He's expecting her.
Right, Joe, Mr. Troy. Come along now, miss.
I don't understand it. I don't understand what's going on around here at all.
Well, all cleared up, friend, with a good 12 hours to go.
Yeah.
From the look of your Wilma, I don't think I needed to worry about your getting involved with her.
Yeah, I guess not. I was a bit nervous at the end there, but say, I did all right with that impersonation of Burton, though.
Mm-hmm.
Voice and everything. You know, I might keep it up my sleeve in case I want to,
You mean get away from me, perhaps?
Oh, but...
I don't think you'd ever make it.
Hmm?
So just walk softly, Peter Troy.
Much for the second Peter Troy, who was nearly the cause of my being up on a murder rap. Now, I was rather proud of the way I managed to convince Wilma Trickett that I was Joe Burton. All I had to work with was his clothes, which we took from him when he was arrested, and the sound of his voice to imitate. Now, there's one argument Julie and I have never settled since this case, whether my act was better than the one she did in the role of the non-existent Elsie. It's an argument that'll go on forever because I wouldn't dare admit to Julie that she had the edge on me. Well, the next thing, we'd find my nameplate changed to Troy and Summers, private investigators. Now, that I could not take.
This was an Archenza production, written and directed by Krizik Jenkinson. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.